Surges. Even worse, an EMP attack can destroy everything, leaving our technology-dependent society with no technology. But don't let that be you. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button, and then scroll down to EMP Shield. EMP Shield is an electromagnetic pulse, solar flare, and lightning protection system made to protect you and your electronics. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the Natural Health Products button at the top of the page.
It's time for the Deaf Blind Potter Show with your host, Kelvin Crosby.
Join Kelvin Crosby and his millions of followers Tuesdays at 5 p.m. right here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies.
You now have access to some of the finest, highest quality health products on the planet. America's Freedom Network has partnered up with Modere Products out of Utah. We have endorsed and are now distributing what are the very best collagen and wellness products anywhere. You can check out these products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. You owe it to yourself to calm the chaos in your life and take your life back. Design your personalized wellness goals and achieve real results from the inside out and find the best version of yourself. Welcome to your life by design. You can check out these products and all of the AFN-endorsed products by clicking on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. Click on the Natural Health Products button at AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. This could very possibly be the life-changing moment you've been waiting for. AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays
from 10 to 1
for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
No people will tamely surrender their liberties, nor can any be easily subdued when knowledge is diffused and virtue is preserved. On the contrary, when people are universally ignorant and debauched in their manners, they will sink under their own weight without the aid of foreign invaders. Samuel Adams.
I'm Steve, and I'm the owner of Cartoon Steel. We bring lighthearted fun and nostalgia to shooting sports with our cartoon character gong targets. Steamboat Willie, Felix the Cat, and many more. Got an idea for a unique steel gong target? Shoot us a line on our website, cartoonsteeltargets.com. That's cartoonsteeltargets.com.
The views and opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
Greetings. Good morning. Welcome to today's Present Truth program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. December 2nd, 2024. Hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving weekend. Thanksgiving 2024 is finished. It's over. Now we're heading into the holiday season. And it seems to be coming quickly. On Saturday, there were some articles out, and one of the topics presently that is putting the communists in America in a state of panic is during the presidential election, Donald Trump, he disavowed knowing about the Constitution that is calling for Project 2025. He didn't really speak to that matter, but Project 2025, it's a paper put together by the Heritage Foundation, and it has a history to it. I didn't know about this. I remember during the Reagan years, Reagan's policies, and I remember the Heritage Foundation being mentioned back then. I didn't know that through these decades that it was still relevant. But I'm going to read a little bit about what during the Reagan years. Reagan and the Heritage Foundation had a, you might say they were tied in together. It was Reagan's favorite think tank, and he was the embodiment of the ideas and the principles that the Heritage Foundation held dearly. They planned to blaze a new path for America. Partnership began in 1980. Heritage Foundation provided President-elect's team with a detailed policy prescriptions on everything from taxes and regulation to trade and national defense. The published mission of these recommendations, 1,100-page mandate for leadership. It was described by the United Press International back then as a blueprint for grabbing the government by its frayed New Deal lapels and shaking out 48 years of liberal policy. Just giving you a little history. Reagan used the mandate to help realize his vision of a world free of communism, an economy that didn't crush people's dreams with high taxes and regulations, and an America that the world could admire once again. And going back to the Reagan years, what happened during those years, it was a new era in American history. I remember the 80s, it were a very, very good time. And Reagan gave copies to every member of his cabinet, and nearly two-thirds of the mandate's 2,000 recommendations were adopted or attempted to be adopted by the Reagan administration. So it changed the United States for that eight-year period. Well, during the, here in this year, there was this Project 2025, which again is policies, recommendations by the Heritage Foundation. And then after Reagan left office, George H.W. Bush, he immediately reconstituted his administration state, which we refer to as the deep state, of unelected bureaucrats. He raised taxes, and once again, he threw the United States into economic recession. Then, 4 years later, they gave him the boot. And I remember when Bush lost the election to Clinton, he wept. He wept. See, he had been faithful to the deep state going back into the 60s. He'd been faithful. He had done basically everything that the cabal that really gives a direction to this country had requested. He protected them. He protected the plans of the New World Order, the globalist agenda of the UN, of Klaus Schwab going back to the 70s. He had furthered the Rockefeller plans for a new world hegemony, a new world order, an American hegemony, or a Rockefeller hegemony. And then when they made the decision to put in Clinton, Bush wept. The Rockefeller family, it was a move to put in one of their own, William Jefferson Rockefeller Clinton. And it was a right move by David and Nelson. I think Nelson, was he alive? I know David for sure was pushing or had made the decision to allow Bill, a family member, a nephew, to be put in the presidency. I remember reporting on this years ago, and at that time people poo-pooed the thought that Clinton was a Rockefeller. But in the 90s, it was interesting that Bill and Hillary being a Rockefeller also, I think I am personally, it's my view that Hillary, her real father, is Nelson Rockefeller. Bill Clinton, his lineage is through Winthrop, through his mother. Winthrop Rockefeller is Bill's father. Hillary, Nelson. I don't think she could be the daughter of Winthrop, naturally. That'd make Bill and Hillary sister and brother. And David was very careful in the affairs and relationships that he had. He wasn't into the sex scene, so to speak. I'm going to continue when I return. History etched in the granite floor of this great desert. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Yes, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone. Let us help.
Listen to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show.
Saturdays at 11, right here on AM 1360.
Are you frustrated with healthcare? Are you paying too much for too little? Are you tired of not having better options?
I'm Michelle with SBA Co-op, with a healthcare solution that is simple, affordable, and tailored for real-life needs. Call me at 720-600-7797. Visit our website at mvpchoice.today/Michelle. We have what individuals and families need: more valuable benefits, lower costs, and no deductibles.
Hi, it's Tammy. Naturally Inspired is the fastest growing health show on radio. Tune in for the best guests, real health solutions, strategies for inspired living. Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m., 1360 KHNC. Elevate your afternoons with Naturally Inspired Radio.
Stay tuned for information on how you can save almost $20 per bag of Tahibo Tea.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free.
Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the new Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page to access pricing you've never seen before now.
Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen.
Save $12.50 per bag on 4 bags and save $18.75 per bag on 8 bags. Simply click on the Tahibo Tea button at the top of the page at 1360khnc.com.
Come.
I don't think that I don't think that any of the other Rockefeller brothers were other than Nelson. Nelson was the playboy. The others were a little more, they were reserved, more conservative. So I think that Hillary, in my view, must be the daughter of Nelson Rockefeller. Bill, the evidence, and what has been reported, Winthrop would have been his father. So Bush is removed as president, and Clinton is in, and the family plans are going to, you might be, say, are going to be furthered quickly, speedily, hastily. What are the plans? A global order, a Rockefeller New World Order, a Rockefeller world hegemony. This was the objective. And things had already been set in place. We had the petrodollar, was a concept of the Rockefeller family. The Trilateral Commission, another Rockefeller agenda. Then right about the time of Bush, at the end of the Reagan administration, you had the Project for a New American Century, which is a Rockefeller project, to an opportunity for the United States to take over and have complete hegemony over the nations. And Bill was the individual that would be in place to further that objective. At the same time, the Cold War with Russia, the Berlin Wall is down. There's some detente now with Russia and the United States. And the plan was through Boris Yeltsin. Gorbachev, he ended quickly after his wife died. Right at that, in that period of time, he was no longer president of Russia. Yeltsin took over, and the Clintons, working with Yeltsin, had convinced Yeltsin to basically give Russia, just to gift Russia to the United States, to gift Russia to Wall Street, to the American corporations. Here is a gift to the Rockefellers by Boris Yeltsin. Well, Yeltsin, on the condition, there was a promise given to Yeltsin by Bill Clinton that America would not further NATO plans in Eastern Europe, and we bailed on that promise, and it was at that time, late in 1998-99, that Yeltsin realized he'd made a mistake. And he had a young man that he knew was a Russian patriot. Name is Vladimir Putin. And at the end of the century, the last day of the century, or actually the first day of this century, Yeltsin had picked Vladimir Putin to be the president of Russia. Yeltsin basically disappeared from history. Putin appeared. And this threw a wrench in the Rockefeller plan for world hegemony, for world complete international control of the societies of the world. So then you have, so you have Clinton bringing back deep state control of the United States of America. Then you have George Jr. George Jr., again, he doing exactly what his father and Clinton had done. We have 9/11. 9/11 was the pivot point the epicenter for a change, a shift in what would happen in this country concerning government control, absolute total control over the people of this country. National Defense Authorization Act being the main change. In other words, it is a aspect of continuity of government. NDAA is a mechanism that is still to this very day. It is the way in which the federal government will rule the people of this country with a heavy hand. They just have had problems. The problem? Donald Trump. Obama is the individual. Now, there is some talk that somewhere in the background, somewhere hidden, Barack Obama may be a Rockefeller. There's some Rockefeller the word is he may be related to the Rockefellers. There had been talk that was it. Well, I'm going to leave that subject for right now. I got to look at some notes. But anyhow, the Heritage Foundation and all of their recommendations on how to and what to do, how to bring about change once again in the United States back to more of a God-fearing, no, I wouldn't say God-fearing, back to a conservative. We'd be more of a conservative society rather than a runaway a nation that's hell-bent on world domination. Obama, Bush Jr., he expands the government after 9/11. Obama continues expansion with his Obamacare. Now, remember Hillary? There was Hillary Care back in the 90s. Well, Hillary Care, you might say, kind of morphed. It didn't really go away, the thought behind it. It morphed and would eventually, Obama would become, take those policies and the plans of Hillary with the medical profession, and Obama would bring in Obamacare. Trump, when he came into office, 2016, after he won the election, when he took office in 2017, he began to reverse what Obama had put in place. He wasn't able to destroy it, but he was able to break some of the, not break, and some of the drastic policies. The most harmful policies in healthcare. Still, we're suffering from it. Then Trump, he causes maybe the, like I state all the time, he was kind of the eye of the hurricane. But with Biden, once again, Biden began to move the machine forward once again. And now we come to Trump winning the election. And here we have, once again, the Heritage Foundation and their Agenda 2025 or Project 2025 to make America great again. And I think in the article, I don't have all of the main points to the Heritage Foundation's Project 25, but four things. Let's see, four of the objectives were what? Restore the family as a centerpiece of American life and protect our children. One, dismantle the administrative state and return self-governance to the American people. Two, and thirdly, defend our nation's sovereignty, sovereign borders. Our sovereignty, our borders against the globalist threats, secure God-given rights to live freely according to what the Constitution, the laws of the Constitution. Those that are, that have ruled, that have been in power. I had read last week an article. I'm going to mention it. These individuals that are hopefully going to be removed from the government, and if Trump would be, if he could be successful in breaking their grip, then what this means is that the nations of the world are going to breathe a little easier. And I read this article out of The Hill last week. Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin, there are other actors that have interfered with the Rockefeller plan for world hegemony. And that plan is called, was called and referred to as the rules-based order. The rules-based international order. And after World War II, the United States, Rockefeller, it was a, World War II was a Rockefeller operation. And through that operation, what would come is rebuilding of Europe and America being the world hegemon. We would be the great empire of the world. Russia and was weak. China wasn't developed yet. In the process of developing, Japan was destroyed. America didn't have any threat. The sun set on the British Empire. And out of World War II, out of the ashes, came the rules-based international order. It is a Rockefeller plan, a Rockefeller objective, and it was set in motion. So I'll be back in a few minutes. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back.
This is Martina McBride. With online news, social media, and texting available 24/7, the world seems to be spinning faster and faster every day. And it can be overwhelming. Sometimes we just need to unplug and take a break from our electronic devices. It can help reduce stress and allow us to reflect on the things that are really important in our lives.
This message brought to you courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Tune in for the Dan Bongino Radio Show Monday through Friday from noon to 2 and 6 to 7 p.m. exclusively here on AM 1360, the Roar of the Rockies, Northern Colorado's best talk.
Hey! Wagner Electric has the generator to meet your needs. Call now for a free estimate, 970-800-3693. We have everything from standalone generators to portable generators in stock. There is also financing available. We also have an outstanding service department that will offer anything from wiring a pole barn to wiring in new smart switches to create a smart home, as well as electrical inspections. Please call us at 970-800-3693 or visit us at our website at WagnerElectricCo.com. We are located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley. Wagner Electric sets the standards.
You've heard of support your local sheriff? Well, we're asking you to support your local radio station. And now you can do that with just a click of a button. Tahibo Tea, My Kind CBD, Mo Dare Collagen, My Patriot Supply, LifeWave Patches, Bleed Stop, and more all in one place. Just go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page, and you've got one-stop shopping. Now you can quickly and easily purchase all the great products we back and sell by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue Natural Health Products button at the top of the page. Thank you for your support.
You can now listen to hours 1 and 2 of the Alex Jones Show, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. That's AmericasFreedomNetwork.com.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
Weekdays from 11 to 1, the Present Truth program on AmericasFreedomNetwork.com. On AmericasFreedomNetwork.com, podcasts are on 1360KHNC.com for both hours, to the podcast section and Present Truth site. My contact information is Rick Rodriguez, Post Office Box 872, Longmont, Colorado, 80502, P.O. Box 872, Longmont, 80502. So, with the Rockefeller, one of the diabolical historical facts that people haven't put together is that World War II was a planned, like World War I, planned objective to shift the power from England and Germany, well, really, from England and to eliminate some of the threats to the Rockefeller objectives, is you have World War. And one of the interesting little side notes is that there was a shift from a Rothschild grip on Europe which World War II brought about the change, or the beginning of the change, from the Rothschilds family being the world, the economic center of, well, Europe. It would switch to the Rockefellers. The Rockefellers in the 70s, I don't remember the time frame, but eventually the Rothschilds would now have to sit in the second seat. The Rockefellers would be in the first seat. But World War I, World War II, and after World War II, the rules-based international order, which the Rockefellers would use the United States, the system, it would be the system of control for the Rockefeller family. Donald Trump, Vladimir Putin, there are other actors that have changed that plan. The Rockefellers will never, ever attain world hegemony. Their influence is still evident, but there has been a shift. Their empire has hit a wall they will not be able to scale. They won't be able to get over this wall. Trump and Putin individually, Trump in the West, in America, Putin in Russia, in the multipolar world, are bringing an end to America's rule. Okay, then, with this matter of Project 2025, if this is going to be the golden age, or this is going to be this new era, if Trump can pull it off, I don't think he can. I don't think it's possible. I know it's not possible for the Rockefellers to pull off their plan of complete total world hegemony. It's not possible. I don't think it's possible that Trump will bring in a new era to the United States. Now, if I can find, I want to jump to another springboard. What springboard was I going to jump to? This was basically happening on Saturday. I'm trying to think here. Okay, I'll have to shoot from the hip. With Donald Trump, the individuals that he is selecting once again in his administration, he has been infiltrated once again. There are these individuals that appear to be 100% on Trump's team, but I'm afraid to say they are globalists. They will play the part like Mike Pence, the Judas Iscariot Pence. They'll play the part, but they are also Judas Iscariots. And I'm afraid that Trump is not going to be able to change. God willing, I'm hoping he could. I'm wishing he could. I am on board. If he can be sworn in, he will be able to tear up their agendas, their plans. He would be like these caterpillars, these machines, these heavy machinery that had the lugs on their track, meaning a piece of steel that gives them greater grip going across mud or terrain, rather than the flat pieces of a track that is just flat. It can slip, but with the lugs, you have metal on each section that digs down. It's about a 2-2.5 inch piece of steel, and they can grab like cats have claws. I want Trump to be able to tear up their field, to tear everything that he can tear up. I want him to tear up. He may be sworn in and begin the process of destroying what needs to be destroyed so that these people don't get the momentum as quickly as they would like. And I'll be back in just a few minutes. We want Trump to tear it up. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Are you looking for a simple, powerful way to boost your health and wellness? Gruska C60 oral supplement detoxifies your body at the cellular level, supporting brain, muscles, joints, organs, and nerve function. Joe's been taking C60 in sunflower oil for 6 months, and it improved his chronic joint pain and inflammation. Visit c-60.com. Or call 720-600-6040. Tell them Naturally Inspired Radio sent you.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time home buyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit ColoradoProperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Hey, KHNC family, this is Jason Garcia, inviting you to tune in every Monday at 5 p.m. for the Authentic Business Show. Learn about incredible local businesses, what they do, how to support them. Don't miss out on tips to boost your own success Monday at 5 p.m. on 1360 KHNC.
Hey, KHNC listeners. Thank you for tuning in and supporting our station. We couldn't do this without you. Want to support us even more? Head over to our online store at 1360KHNC.com. I'm sure you've heard of Ozempic. Well, we have a natural way to lose weight. Try the breakthrough product Curve for GLP-1 support. Try the product Burn to kickstart fat burning. And the product Sculpt for muscle building support. It's simple. Just click on the Natural Health Products button at 1360KHNC.com. Thanks again for being part of the KHNC family.
All right. So then, with this Project 2025, before I get into that, Donald Trump, you know, with this matter of, I've been covering the plan to de-dollarize by the BRICS countries, by the multipolar world nations, departing from and leaving the dollar, no longer using the dollar for trade. And Trump addressed it briefly before, early in the election, well, later in the election, before the election. But he came out, I think it was on Saturday, and he said, concerning the nations that are de-dollarizing. He says, quote, the idea that the BRICS countries are trying to move away from the dollar while we stand by and watch is over. We require a commitment from these countries that they will neither create a new BRICS currency nor back any other currency to replace the mighty U.S. dollar, or they will face 100% tariffs and should expect to say goodbye to selling into the wonderful U.S. economy. They can go find another sucker. There is no chance that the BRICS will replace the U.S. dollar in international trade, and any country that tries should wave goodbye to America. And this was the warning to the BRICS leaders, and they have now basically no longer announcing plans for such a currency, an international, a new currency. International currency. Dmitry Peskov, before Trump was elected, I think Vladimir Putin, the Russian leaders, were real wise, because in October, toward the end of October, Peskov, he states, cooperation with the BRICS is not directed against anyone or anything, neither against the dollar nor against other currencies. It pursues the main goal of ensuring the interests of these countries that participate in this format. So they began to backtrack, but it was the beginning of this year, the end of 2022, where Vladimir Putin stated that the objective through 2024 would be, I'm sorry, it was at the end of 2023. Putin said that in 2024, the objective of the BRICS countries is to destroy, or is to de-dollarize, And here in October, Peskov, he states that, well, we're not planning to, we're not against the dollar nor against other currencies like the pound, the British pound, or the European currencies. So they made it clear, because they knew Trump wouldn't put up with it. Will Trump be successful? Will he be successful in keeping these countries from using their currencies and continuing to distance themselves from American dollars? The answer is no. Trump will put sanctions, or he will put tariffs, but is he going to stop it? No, he's not. His objective, his plan, is brilliant. But these other nations, the threat to these nations is not America. It is a family. The family will not stop. You cannot stop this Rockefeller family and its objective, its quest for ruling the world. The quote, John Rockefeller, Sr. How much is enough? I think it was John Rockefeller, Sr. Might have been one of the boys. How much is enough? Just a little more. How much of the world do they want to own? Just a little more. How many more countries do they want to own? Just a little more. How much suffering will they continue to cause? Just a little more. The Bible says the world is at war with a family, not just a nation. The nation is the apparatus that the family uses for world hegemony. The British, the sun doesn't set on the King and Queen of England. It wasn't the British on the British Empire. The British Empire were the the king and queen. Now the king and queen have put in place a structure that even they can't basically tangle with. What is that structure? What am I talking about? Within the family, there is an occult system. Deep, deep, dark occult system. Even they, as rulers, they still are subject to the occult powers in their world. And it's the same in this country. This nation is subject to deep occult powers. Has been, always will be, and no one, the world is at war with occult powers. I'll be back. Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Did you know that over 40 million adults in the United States suffer from anxiety? Renew Remedy understands the struggles of anxiety, depression, PTSD, insomnia, and addiction. That's why we offer natural solutions to help you find peace and balance in your life. Call 970-966-8419. That's 970-966-8419 to learn more about our special offer or visit RenewRemedy.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Because of your overwhelming support, our 1488 MyPillow has been one of the biggest sales in MyPillow history. I couldn't think of a better way to say thank you than to extend our wholesale pricing through Christmas. Get a classic standard MyPillow for only $14.88. Upgrade to a queen size, just $18.88. King size, only a dollar more. Get my body pillows for only $29.88. And ready? Multi-use MyPillows, only $9.88. It's perfect time to stock up for Christmas gifts for everyone on your list. So go to MyPillow.com and use promo code KHNC to take advantage of our wholesale pricing, including my classic standard MyPillows, only $14.88. But that's not all. I'm so confident that you're going to love our classic MyPillows that I'm going to extend my 60-day money-back guarantee until March 1st, 2025. Plus, orders over $75 ship absolutely free.
Riders on the storm, into this house we're born, into this world we're thrown, like a dog without a bone, and pack we're out alone. Riders on the storm.
Okay, the programs are archived on 1360khnc.com, podcast section, Present Truth site. Donald Trump, is he going to be able to keep these nations, will he be successful in his plan to using tariffs and sanctions to keep these nations from de-dollarizing or conducting business without using the dollar, no, he's not going to be successful. These nations, the only way for them to be free of the grip and control of the United States of America is to trade amongst themselves using different currencies, even some form of digital currency, tokens, something of this nature. The nations, these nations that are now beginning to become a factor. What's the word I'm looking for? They're emerging countries. They're emerging. They're coming out of their financial hardships. They're beginning a new period of time where they're trading. They have something to offer the other nations other than, you know, what is being stolen from them, taken, the theft, their resources. The governments now are more sophisticated. The leaders are more savvy, and they understand how their nations have had to play the game with these corrupt members of the United States government that are non-government agencies, organizations, which are government organizations, with the sanctions that we place on these countries economically. They're emerging economies. They've had a taste they've had a taste of, what's the word? Man, these words are eluding me. Capitalism. They know what it means now to have a little extra cash in their pocket. How they're able to have a say. They are relevant, and they're liking it. And they're going to escape the bondage they've been under. And there are good people now in some of these nations that really are looking out for the people of these countries. It's a shift. This is a shift that America does not like. I'll be back for hour two in a few minutes. Rick Rodriguez, The Present Truth.
KHNC listeners, you know about our partnership with Modare and their amazing collagen and natural weight loss products. Well, guess what? Modare is running Black Friday specials on all of their products through the 28th of this month. Go to 1360khnc.com and click on the blue natural health products button at the top of the page. When you go to the Modare page, it may take a